This program is brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you like what you hear and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And today's show will start with a track from an EP by the artist Wolfgang Tillmans, Heute will ich frei sein, which I think means today I will be free. This is an EP. Produced to accompany an exhibition. And the track, the particular track that I'm going to start with, more tracks from Tillmans later, but the one that sort of inspired me this week is a short track recorded and produced by Wolfgang Tillmans and engineered by Mark Krether, called Tired Car Alarm. And this is a short track of precisely that thing, a tired car alarm, which reminded me of a recording I made about 20 years ago, also of a tired car alarm, which I will play in its entirety, which is about 5 minutes. One of those sort of sounds which would drive you mad in the middle of the night and could even drive you mad this afternoon. But the my recording is of a car alarm in Borough Market, and it was obviously the battery of the car was running down, and you can sort of, it just gradually becomes more and more sort of stretched and weary, and eventually starts to fade out. But let's start with the Tillmans track, Tired Car Alarm, from a vinyl LP, I should say.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that's Tired Car Alarm by Wolfgang Tillmans from a recent EP. And that's possibly what happens to your car alarm if you don't keep the battery charged, something that might be happening all over the country right now. So this is my own version of a tired car alarm, recorded possibly maybe round about 20 years ago.
Eat. trouble to read the blurb on the back of this record. You'll know what it's all about. But for the benefit of those of you who can't read, I'd like to tell you that this is a collection of songs that I've gathered together over the years, songs which have usually been accompanied by an ancient upright piano and a lot of alcohol. Goodness only knows who wrote them. Some I've had to alter a bit, rather reluctantly. And I know they're not everybody's cup of tea, but if you're like me, sort of average vulgar, they'll bring back a few memories. So here we go, with the sad story of the three old ladies, Miss Porter, the Bishop of Chichester's daughter, Miss Bender, who had trouble with her suspender, and Miss Humphrey, who couldn't get her bum free. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Three old ladies locked in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. They promised to go and have tea with the vicar. They went in together, they thought it was quicker. The lock on the door was a bit of a sticker, and nobody knew they were there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Three old ladies locked in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. They sit there regarding their plight with abhorrence. They yell for the porter, a fellow called Lawrence. The cistern is now overflowing in torrents, and nobody knows they are there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Three old ladies locked in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. They're sorry to cut such a terrible caper. They've twisted the roll into one great big taper. They're trying to crochet a rope out of paper, 'cause nobody knows they are there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Three old ladies locked in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there. The moral of my story, that's if there is any, is one that is surely familiar to many. Never to try for three peas with one penny if nobody knows you are there. Oh dear, what can the matter be? Three old ladies locked in the laboratory. They were there from Monday to Saturday. Nobody knew they were there.
And we have reached the end. Please turn over. Please turn over to the other track, to track two of this same cassette for continuation of this test. Please turn over to track two of this same cassette, cassette number two. Please turn over to track two of this same cassette. Please turn over to the second track of this same cassette.
Well, that's the end of the first half, but don't go away.
I seem to have judged this rather
wrongly. Here's a little suggestion I'd like to make.
I should have made my recording of this announcement slightly later on the tape.
Please turn over for a further bunch of ditties on the back. There's a whole long evening stretching out before us. So as the bishop once remarked to the lady in the chorus, turn over. Please turn over for another lot of songs from far and wide. And as the one young earthworm said to another, are you my sister or brother? Let's take a look at the other side. Thank you. Words of this next song were written by some anonymous genius in British Railways before they were nationalised. Don't use the WC when the train is standing in the station. If you've got to go, then you've got to go before you reach your destination. You'll be fined £5 if you lift the lid and put upon probation. So don't use the WC when the train is standing in the station. As you may imagine, the inspired words of the last song were not long in gaining international recognition, and soon some of the big boys were at them. Here is probably the best-known version, that by Dvorak. Gentlemen must please refrain from flushing toilets while the train is standing in the station. I love you. Workmen working underneath are apt to get it in the teeth, and they don't like it, nor would you.
Thank you. Now see, 'cause we were born the same way. We came in this world the same way. And we'll leave this world the same way. I don't belong to anyone. I don't belong to anyone. I don't belong even to myself. And you don't belong to anyone. You don't belong to anyone. You don't belong even to yourself.
Here's a pretty well-known song extolling the virtues of caviar. Personally, I'll take oysters. Caviar comes from a fish called sturgeon. Sturgeon is a very fine fish. Virgin sturgeon needs no urgin. That's why caviar is my dish. I gave caviar to my poodle. Oh, what a foolish thing to do. Now my poodle wants to canoodle with the lion in the zoo. I gave caviar to my grandma. She was approaching 93. Now she's chasing poor old grandpa round and round the mulberry tree. Round and round the mulberry tree, the monkey chased the weasel. And every time the monkey came near her, went the weasel. Gave my girlfriend some of that sturgeon. She was as pure as she could be. Holy mackerel, send for the surgeon. What a pity, poor little kitty. Dee-di-do-dum, dee-di-do-dum. Mr. Proctor went to the doctor. Doc says he, I'm getting too fat. The doc says, have you tried a little caviar? Now he's pregnant, how about that? Caviar comes from a fish called sturgeon. Sturgeon is a very fine fish. Virgin sturgeon needs no urgin. That's why caviar is my dish.
Eat. snake. You're a closed circuit, baby. You've got the answers in the you. shepherd, baby. And you're also 1, 2, 300 sheep. I've watched you fall asleep. I was up real late last night. Must have just dropped off to sleep. 'Cause I saw you were crying, baby. You were crying in your sleep.
For those of you who are passionate bird lovers, thank you. I'm sure this song will have a lot of appeal. Whenever I've sung it, it has brought forth scores of letters from woodpeckers all over the country. I stuck my finger in a woodpecker's hole, and the woodpecker said, God bless my soul, what a very odd thing to do. What a very odd thing to do. Though I know you're merrier than old King Cole, you should exercise a little self-control. And to stick your finger in a woodpecker's hole is a very odd thing to do. Do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do. What a very odd thing to do.
Okay, I'm gonna start out with a new poem that I was just finishing. It's called,
I don't need it, I don't want it, and you're cheating me out of it. I'm old and I'm bitter and I'm not gonna tell you what I think. Money and politics spoiled the completely money and politics spoiled the completely money and politics spoiled the completely and then I learned to like it.
And you're trying to get through the rest of the day, and you're trying to get through the rest of the day by day, and at the very best, you can only keep it hot for 3 months. I'm lazy, and I don't want to do nothing except what I have to do. Tight as a crab's ass. Now I want you to stay down below the waist, and under no circumstances come above the shoulders, and I want you to sniff around and keep sniffing, keep sniffing. You want to walk away with the smell. And you're off on your own, and you're running. I'm not going out tonight, because it's more trouble than it's worth.
You're going to stay here and drink. Sit in the brown chair by yourself.
And I'll tell you something. You think you're so great? Well, everybody thinks you're a joke.
It's a miracle I survived.
What kind of an artist are you anyway? You do nothing but lay around in bed all day watching TV.
I don't need it, and anyway, you cheated me.
Take it to the limit one more time. You gotta make them come. You gotta make them come. You gotta make them come. You gotta
yourself.
And then fake it for yourself.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Because I want you to give it to me. Because I need it.
Make the money and having a good time.
Make the money and having a good time.
Sheer pain. And I love it. The palace days. Take it away.
Take away.
You give it
everything you can.
Tenderness, intimacy, and I'm glad this one's over.
Thank you for telling me
what I
did was successful.
I love being served.
I love being served.
You're only trying to make them fall in love with you.
And then rip them off as nicely as you can.
And you keep working it over again.
Trying to score.
And I spent the whole week having meetings, telling people how well we're doing and how great everything is.
I'm gonna make it this time.
Baby, I wanna make it perfect.
And you give some more, keep giving until it hurts, so it don't hurt.
And you forget it hurts and give until it really hurts
Then I'm not going to give one more goddamn thing ever
in any lifetime. You get nothing. You get nothing.
You get nothing. Nothing.
I'm waiting for tomorrow, so I can go to work.
I got an appointment at 11, and I like working more than being with anyone. And I'm laying on the bed, waiting for enough time to pass for me to go to sleep.
I gotta get up early.
Thinking it over again.
I'm running a film clip of what I was saying this morning on the telephone.
I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do any more fundraising. As a matter of fact, I refuse to raise 10 cents for anyone.
I don't believe the lie anymore.
She had a back off because she was sin.
If I'm going to hustle, I want to hustle for myself.
Hand in answer to your question.
You should think of me as being dead.
You know, after a few months, it's hard to remember somebody, and after years, trying to remember a party I went to last year.
And I thought you'd learn to love me, but I guess you never will.
And I thought I'd learn to love you because you feel so good.
But it was pizza, quiche, or beef Wellington takeout.
You missed giving me what I want.
I don't care for my life or anyone else's. I'm an old man.
And in five or six years, I'll be falling apart.
So I want $100 pledges, and I want them as fast as they can come.
Poetry, politics, pragmatism, and friends.
I never thought it would end up just turning a buck.
And all I want is publicity, because at least it gives me a false feeling of being loved and sells books.
And everything you thought you understood is a misunderstanding or completely wrong.
Paralysis, fear, and deceit.
And I don't recommend to anyone to be alive.
And I can't imagine anyone wanting to be alive except if they're completely deluded.
And I don't recommend to anyone being born again anytime, anywhere. You're only asking for trouble.
And you're floating at the high water mark, and you've already spent your whole life trying to stay afloat.
Concentration, willpower, and endurance.
I'm trying to get through it like you.
And nobody told me what to do.
And I took what I wanted.
You just skidded out of control.
The worst is at this moment happening.
You hit a bank of snow.
I'm a tough old bag, and I know what I'm talking about.
We got a completely different situation.
John, it's time for defense.
I like the feel of a gun in my hand.
Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum 29, three tons behind that bullet. My hand wants to be holding it.
Picking up responses, safety, the world outside, building ourselves a jungle fort, surface to air missile, increased deployment, readiness alert.
Cause tonight the air is jagged with some more slightly dangerous aspects.
I can't see it, but I can feel the threat.
So I want double protection.
I love the feeling of being armed with weapons, and I love the feeling of being surrounded by well-armed.
Summon the Secretary of War. Thank you for doing what we wanted you to do. I got a will of iron and strength of steel.
We live on a rough street, increased expenditures for defense, surface to surface missiles, reduced pay, express copy, humble and seemingly accessible to everyone.
Your movie stopping, your wide imagination. Comrades, long has it been since we've drawn our sword shining, and you want it. You got it. An extreme sadness if you let yourself think. Glorious weapon systems disguised in ordinary life. Heroin and the samadhi of the gods.
I'm completely alone and I love it.
Can't you tell us the best thing about yourself?
Tell me what you do with trash.
Tell me how you treat trash. Tell me what you do to you flush it down the toilet. There's nothing I love about you, but I love the way you love me.
I'm having myself a little love and tenderness, cause it's all I ever wanted in the first place.
Warmth and intimacy, world class, cuddling on LSD.
You know how to give me exactly what I need.
We're doing a double backstroke in an Esther Williams movie, making money and having a good time.
And you always get everything you want, and you get it after you stop wanting it.
And I'm not going to think about anything, and I don't want to work anything out. If you only knew how sweet and powerful it is to have no expectations and be ruthless and hungry.
And regard the impossibility to stop.
The decision has been received from the cabinet, delivered by the Secretary of State. Abort mission to final enlightenment. Take yourself direct to the nearest Buddha field. If you learn how and if you didn't, you got a whole lot coming.
So I'm going to make it easy on you, kid. Your BMW broke down on the freeway
and you're walking into the blackness with the sky holding a flashlight.
And you come out with a funny taste in your mouth and keep smiling.
This program has been brought to you by Resonance 104.4 FM. If you liked what you heard and want to support our work, please make a donation at fundraiser.resonance.fm.